got your name.
I'll read it to my wife.
Okay.
In this case, otherwise important only to the parties to the extent of $8,000, there is involved the right of trial by jury. Hence, we approach it with the care and reverence which the age of the common law jury and its great historic and continuing contribution to justice both demand. A jury trial is a proceeding in which the jurors are the judges of the facts and the court is the judge of the law and juror. The right to jury trial is immemorial. It was brought from England to this country by the colonists, and it has become a part of the right of every free man. It's a right which is justly dear to the American people and one which is expressly guaranteed by the federal constitution, by the constitution of the several states. In Magna Carta, the basic principle of the right to jury trial is more than once insisted on as the great bulwark of English liberties. And then it goes on. This is Bishop versus New York Central Railroad. Smith and Black concurred with Edwards, Dethmer's Chief Judge Sharp and Carr concurred in affirmance. Volcker took no part in the decision of this case.
Well, I think Volcker might have just come on the court then.
Oh.
Probably.
Okay. Well, in any event, that apparently carried.
Well, I thought this was a range statement of...
It's beautifully written. It's beautiful.
Yes. Well, your husband is a beautiful writer.
Yes, he is.
Did you...
We have our Michigan Supreme Court cases bound in 3 volumes at the house.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yes.
I see.
So, if he needed it, he can find it.
Let me... We've touched
on... Yeah, I'm all for this case.
You can vote for it again.
Huh? I'd vote for it again today. I don't think I'd get a majority today, but I might. Who knows?
Do you recall another...
We still win them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. We being two or three or four judges on this court.
Read that other paragraph. There's a... Now you sort of bring it down into the... immediacy there with that language.
The jury is drawn from the community. It lives and thinks and decides with the standards of conduct of ordinarily prudent persons in that community as of the time in question uppermost in the collective mind. It's a part of the genius of our system of law that a jury trial inevitably brings into each case thus decided the color of life in the county or city concerned, the habits of the people who dwell there, and the ordinary standards of conduct of those folks in relation to the problems of their day and time. The above is not suggested that there may not be cases where a jury awards go beyond the valid evidence in the record, or where the judge or the appellate court may not properly say that reasonable minds cannot differ upon a contrary conclusion to that which a jury has found. Such cases, we believe, to be a distinct exception. We hold further that the trial judge was correct in denying motions for a directed verdict and for a judgment on non obstante veredicto. That's a great decision.